Continental Tires, AFL Trade Radio.
Welcome back. Trade Afternoon, Sam Edmund and Adam Cooney with you. So we'll leave Collingwood, who may or may not have a part to play in this exchange period at the pointy end. Adam?
Just before we do, I've received a text a couple of minutes ago saying that Walsh, Mackay and Cripps all re-signed under $1 million this year. So that'll be best case scenario for the Pies.
Okay, very interesting.
Similar situation.
Jordan, we've kept waiting though because he's in Mount Wavell and he wants to talk about Hawthorn, who find themselves at an interesting juncture given their list profile and the new coach and the need to perhaps target the draft, as Sam Mitchell has said. Jordan, welcome. Thanks for waiting on the line.
Hi, guys. I was just wondering if there's a chance that Hawthorn could bundle picks 5, 21 and 24 for higher draft picks such as GWS's 2 or Gold Coast pick 3 to get a player like Finn Callahan.
Yeah, it's a good question, Jordan. So I think a lot of us from the outside looking in think that Hawthorn will look to get a bigger foothold in that first round, given that Sam Mitchell has put it on the public record as well, Coons, that they want to target the draft in the short term.
Mm-hmm.
How they do that, Jordan, is really interesting, given the currency that a number of their players in their sort of mid to late 20s have at the footy club. And your call comes just after a text landed, a mega tradish sort of text here, Jordan.
Oh,
and
it real says, mega style.
I would trade Gunston to Brisbane with pick 24 in return for pick 18, 47 and 51. I would then look to the Dogs and say, we will give you picks 21, 47, 51, 56 and 62 for pick 17. And that obviously gives the Dogs enough points for a bid on Sam Darcy. So in the end, the Hawks would end up with 5, 17 and 18. And if they could do a deal for Mitchell for another first round or future first-round pick, then I'd take that too. Could be 4 first-rounders.
Shrewd and, business, that,
that
is.
That sets you up long-term, potentially, Adam Cooney.
Yeah, and the Dogs get their man in father-son in Sam Darcy, and Gunston can go up to Brisbane and help that forward line with Eric Hipwood down.
But Jordan, you might be onto something with the pick swaps, because I don't think at this point anyway that the players are going to be involved. Now, look, there's been a lot of smoke around Tom Mitchell, more mid-season than it is sort of end of season, but there's a lot of people who won't stop talking about Tom Mitchell until the final siren sounds on trade period. So
well, it's all about getting value
yep.
for what Tom Mitchell is at and where Hawthorn are at the moment. But those are the pick swaps. So if you give up 5-21 and say, did he say 5-21 and 24 to try and get to pick 2 and 3? I think that's giving up too much just to slide a couple of picks up. I understand there's some superstars, but the two of the best, one in Jason Horne-Francis, who you're saying is going to go number one to the Kangaroos, regardless of any bids on Nick Dacos, and he's the second best player in the draft. So you're not too far off that talent anyway with pick 3 or 5. So it's a bit of a risk giving up 2 first rounders to try and get to pick 3.
Appreciate the call, Jordan, and thanks for waiting patiently on the line. Rick's up in Kyneton. Rick, you want to talk about Collingwood and Essendon, a potential trade there?
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, Rick.
Yeah, so a possible scenario in which Collingwood and Essendon can do some trading. They obviously need the points for Nick Dacos this year. So what I was thinking is that Essendon trade out pick 11 and a future third round. And in return, Collingwood send Essendon a second round pick for this year and a future first next year, in which they can use the 2 first round picks next year for Ben King. I was just wondering what your thoughts are on that.
So it's 11 and a future third, was that, that go to Collingwood for a future second and a first?
No, a second round pick for this year.
Yep.
So Essendon basically lose pick 11.
Yep.
But in return gets a second round pick this year, but also get a future first
so
as
they,
well.
Yeah, so they lock in those future firsts for the bid for Ben King. I don't know if Collingwood would
correct.
I don't know if Collingwood would be too keen on that. I think there's probably cheaper ways for the Pies to try and orchestrate the points for Dacos, but I mean, I think Essendon would be pretty happy with that because you're saying that they want that big.
I'm suspecting.
Well, I think most people.
They need a key forward.
The opinion that needs
Ben King's available at the moment next year until he signs, and he might very well re-sign. They might have a great year under Stuart Dew, a big renaissance. All the other kids might sign on, and he might sign on as well.
No, I like it, Rick.
But he will certainly be a man in demand. Good on you, Rick. Appreciate the call. Marty Pask Managing Director of Capital Sports Group, former player, of course, been in the player management game for a long time. He joined the boys on the early trade today. Kane Corns and Matthew Lloyd spoke about a range of topics, one of them being he's out of contract client again at the Geelong Footy Club, Charlie Constable.
The football club and Charlie and we've had a good dialogue all year around opportunity and the need for opportunity. There's obviously the door's not shut on Charlie to return to Geelong. They've obviously got a very open mind in terms of where he may sit in 12 months, 18 months down the track and with opportunity. But should an opportunity arise now, and it's a good one, and we're obviously kicking the tyres a little bit in the marketplace at the moment, trying to find out where that sits, then obviously he'd look at it. But, I mean, from my point of view, I've been doing this a while, and the ability for him at the second-tier competition and what he does is nothing short of outstanding. And, you know, I'd like to look at him in the marketplace as somebody that is getting a player that they can rely on and count on. And to give him an opportunity because he thoroughly deserves it. If you look at his numbers, and even when he's come into the AFL, he's performed. So I think we'll know more in the next couple of weeks, but we're very open-minded where he sits.
Charlie Constable, Marty Paskey's manager on his future. He's out of contract last year, Adam Cooney. He looked around, didn't have a suitor, stayed for one more year. At the moment, it's going down a familiar path. No obvious suitor. Will Geelong sign him for one more?
No obvious suitor last year as well?
Yep.
Okay.
And a tough market this year to be an inside mid. I mean, there's a lot going around. And he's too good for VFL level, but hasn't been able to play consistently in that lineup down at Geelong. And at the moment, no. Well, he might be one of those ones for all the reasons we've mentioned that if it happens somewhere else, it's going to happen late.
Mm. So I would have pulled the trigger 12 months ago if I was Charlie Constable. And
well, he tried.
Go to the preseason draft.
Right. Follow it all the way through to the draft.
For more opportunity there rather than, I mean, sit and once the free agency of Isaac Smith, the trade of Sean Higgins, and then Jeremy Cameron for the three first rounders came in. I mean, the writing's on the wall there with such an experienced side that the Cats had that it was going to be limited opportunity for Charlie. And it looks like 12 months on now, he hasn't really had too much of a taste of senior footy. So AFL clubs aren't really willing. Well, too many clubs aren't willing to throw up too much for that deal for Charlie Constable. So it's a sticky situation to be in. There's quite often a number of players who are too good for VFL level but can't quite make it at AFL level. So maybe he's one of those players, or he just, as you said, needs some more opportunity at one of the lower clubs so he can walk in and think that he's a good chance to be in a starting 18.
Marty Pask also spoke about Caleb Daniel, the Western Bulldogs superstar, the small wall who is in Marty's stable there at Capital Sports. Now, we've spoken a lot about pre-agents, Coons, over the first 2 days of Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio. Caleb Daniel is one of those. He's out of contract next year, and Marty Pask was asked whether they'd look to extend it now.
Oh, we'd be happy to always have an open dialogue with the Western Bulldogs, absolutely. I mean, he's done really well. He's built a really good career, All-Australian, premiership player, best and fairest winner at the club. So in terms of where that sits, I mean, you never shut the door and say, oh, no, we'll do it at this time or whatever. I'd be happy, and Sam and I have only spoken probably a few months ago around, look, there's probably one at the end of the season that we'll at least sit down and have a preliminary chat around. He's obviously a free agent. He's done very well. And, I mean, he's a player that you're really proud of because, I mean, you can only remember when he started that, you know, there was a lot of knock on where he'd fit at the AFL level and what he'd be able to do and what position he'd be able to play and whether or not there would be AFL interest. And, geez, he's really been a pioneer for the smaller player and people that can use it really well and make good decisions. And you can obviously utilise it in your back half, front half. He's just been a huge player. So, definitely, we're obviously keen to chat to the Bulldogs whenever they're happy to take a deep breath after a grand final and the trade period, and I'm sure that'll start talking in the off season.
Marty Pask there on Caleb Daniel Coons.
So when was he out of contract? Sorry,
at end of next year.
End of next year. Yep. So he's a pre-agent. So he'd command some dollars.
Yeah. Josh Dunkley's the other one that they've actually started with Josh Dunkley in talks, but obviously by the sound of that, not Caleb Daniel yet, but I mean, you can't see him anywhere else, can you?
No, I can't. All Australian, best and fairest last year. He's the architect from half back. He's just so good to watch. I love watching him play. I love how bold he is with ball in hand. So, I mean, it's going to be a hefty contract that they're going to have to fork out because he is the man off half back.
Yeah.
Like, he sets up so much drive.
He's good in the grand final.
Yeah. Oh, he's on track for Fiddy at halftime.
Yeah, he's on fire.
Crunched into Norm Smith.
Yep, indeed. Emilio's waited patiently in Burwood East. Welcome to the show, Emilio.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk about how... So I've been hearing that Brayden Maynard might become another victim of the Collingwood salary cap, and I just wanted to know if there was any possibility that he might get traded to Melbourne.
All right, I appreciate the call. Who do you barrack for, Collingwood or Melbourne?
Collingwood.
Right, okay. Now, I think he's going to stay, Emilio. I know there's been a bit said and quite a few clubs have asked the question of Brayden Maynard, who hasn't re-signed at this point. He's contracted to next year, of course, but he did make it clear, Adam Cooney, that he wasn't going to sit down for talks on a new deal until he knew who the coach was going to be. So there was a bit of a standoff there for a while. Now he clearly knows who that is. So it might be that straightforward and that transparent. Other clubs might have smelt some blood in the water, but at this stage, there's no fire to the smoke, Emilio. I think he's going to stay. He loves it at Collingwood, loves his teammates as well, so there's no sort of dissatisfaction there. I think it's just a matter of going through the process from here, Adam Cooney.
Be really surprised if he left. He's one of those passionate guys who just fits in at Collingwood.
Yeah, makes sense.
Makes
simple
sense
as that.
For him to stay.
And you think, speaking of well-paid pies, he'd be up the pointy end as well, yeah. I reckon, as a tough, versatile halfback who uses it well.
In the sevens?
Don't know. I'm no list manager, but I reckon he'd be pretty well remunerated at Collingwood, certainly in the top quarter of
six.
Paid players there, I
say
reckon.
Say 650.
Yeah, 650. Yeah, I like that. I like the sound of 650. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Emilio. We'll take a break here on Trade Afternoons. It's all thanks to McDonald's. Plenty more still to get through. Sam Edmund, Adam Cooney with you up until 3 o'clock this afternoon as we count down. What have we got here, Adam? Maybe about 15 minutes until Mega Trade Edition 2 drops. I can't wait to sample the blowback on this one. It's going to be absolutely breathtaking. The Monopoly game at Macca's is back. You can peel and scan to win today. It ends on the 19th of October, 2021.